понимаю вас. Немножечко растут перегрузки. Вибрации, как обычно.
Is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Hello?
How you doing there? May I speak with either Krista Wales or Charles Ford, please?
Speaking.
Is this Mr. Ford?
Yes, sir.
Well, good afternoon, sir. My name is Jack Valente, and I'm calling you from PokerStars.net, Collections Department. Apparently, someone there at your residence there has been playing online on our website quite a bit here at PokerStars.net, and we are owed a sum at this point of $239.25. And we'd like to know if you are able to go ahead and pay that soon, or there will be a suspension of your account.
Pardon me?
Either she or yourself has lost several games totaling $239.25 in the last 10 minutes.
And, in the last 10 minutes? We haven't been playing in the last 10 minutes.
Well, if it goes up past $200, we quickly try to make a call to the number on file to make sure that you're aware. Actually, I got an update here. Another bet has been lost, $242.28.
Okay, you know what? We're not even online right now.
I think you're lying, ma'am.
Excuse me.
We have your name. We have your
everything. What is the address? What is the email?
We don't give that out. How do I know that you're not going to use
exactly.
that?
Exactly. How do I know? Because you know what? We're not even online right now.
You listen to
We've
me.
We've been having dinner.
Pretty lady, who has dinner at this time of day? What are you, a vampire?
Excuse me. It's
you're
5:30.
A bum. You people
it's
are bums.
It's 5:30. You know what, asshole?
Look, bitch.
Don't try and tell me that I owe you money.
I'm an attorney.
You know what? I can't owe you money that I don't have
ma'am,
in the tournament.
Ma'am, calm down. Bring it down a tone, because if not, I'm going to charge
you. You know what my bankroll rate is
now?
It's 30.
I don't believe it.
Okay, I'm not going to tell you, but it's not 200 and some odd dollars.
I believe it. I don't believe it. I got to be honest with you. I don't believe it.
Okay, well, you know what? It's 5:30. I'm in Ontario, Canada.
I don't care.
Most people have their dip. You know what?
I don't care.
Try and get it from me then.
This is America.
I have not been playing.
I think America. You're the. You probably.
Believe me, I lived in this. Oh, I lived in the States. You know what?
I bet you know.
I hate when they call
people
about the States.
You know how much I make?
I hate that. We're America. You're
the house next door to me's been sold to niggers.
Thursday. Today is Thursday.
A madhouse!
He's become a god. Oh, you're a god, too. We're not.
A god? Which one?
He's you.
Sounds bad, but...
Oh, perhaps not. When he decides to announce his ability, the law sees mad, they'll lock him up. We'll have the Republic back! My friend, this could be the best thing that ever happened.
There are those who believe that life here began out there, far across the universe, with tribes of humans who may have been the forefathers of the Egyptians, Toltecs, or the Mayans. That they may have been the architects of the Great Pyramids, or the lost civilizations of Lemuria, or Atlantis. Some believe that there may yet be brothers of man who even now fight to survive somewhere beyond the heavens.
There will be no order, only chaos.
That being said, grab a blunt, take a big hit, sit back, and enjoy the ride.
Amen!
following is an exclusive of PCU Radio and MadhouseLive.com.
Flight controllers, listen up. Give me a go, no go for launch. Booster.
Go.
Retro.
Go.
Vital.
Go fly.
Guidance.
Guidance go.
Surgeon.
Go fly.
Econ.
We're go fly.
GNC.
We're go.
Delmu.
Go.
Control.
Go fly.
Procedures.
Go.
Inco.
Go.
FAO.
We are go.
Network.
Go.
Recovery.
Go.
Capcom.
We're go fly.
Launch control, this is Houston. We are go for launch.
Why are you not entertained? Are you not entertained? Is this not why you are here?
I know drug reel from real reel.
Chris, I take reels today.
First of all,
Give me the room number and the last name I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you! Fucking piece of shit!
But maybe he's only a little crazy, like painters or composers or some of those men in Washington.
Hello?
Hello?
Hey.
Hey, Pasquale.
Hey, Pasquale, do you are, bro?
You son of a bitch, speak English, America.
Yeah, you son of a bitch, you motherfucking, you, I'm gonna speak in Spanish.
I know, you speak English, I say.
You motherfucking,
you motherfucking.
Go ahead,
you
man.
You mother bitch.
Motherfucking you.
You bitch.
Don't ever call against this boy, man.
Mow my lawn. Man. Mow my
you
lawn.
You motherfucking.
Why are you so angry? But where's Pasquale?
Hey, fuck you, man.
We're so high right now. We're not low.
Smoke weed every day. Sound, camera, and action.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, bitches and hoe ass niggas, the weirdo is back. I want everybody right now to put your blunts up. You're now listening to Bizarre Solo Album, The Handicap Circus. And I'm your boy, Young Miles the Future. And my man's about to get it cracking for y'all. The band has a new lead singer. Everybody stand up. Put your motherfucking hands up for the number one weirdo, Bizarre.
Hey, bitch, it's a nigga with the shower cap, kicking a nasty, dirty 50 rap. Detroit's on the map, D12's back. Any nigga pop shit.
Good evening, everybody. Great evening. It's a horrible evening is what it is.
Yeah, I love chaos, so this is great.
I even turned the music off early. Hey, everybody, it's PCU. It's the Madhouse, and you're listening to it. Why can I not get the chat room again? God damn it.
And you know, there's probably something great going on in there right now.
I know. I'm probably missing something insanely great inside the chat room right now. Yeah. No one was talking. Let me check the status of it. I smell pancakes? The hell is that?
That's funny.
Okay, anyway.
Because you're fat, and if you did smell pancakes, you would leave.
I would just leave.
And you go eat. Oh, yeah, pancakes.
Yeah.
And
I love pancakes. Pancakes are great.
Yeah, I prefer French toast.
Okay, well, I'm back in the chat room. Yay. Anyway, yeah, you're listening to The Madhouse on PCU. It's 10:13 Eastern. 10:13 p.m. Eastern. Yes, Madman says I made it. Well, great. Thank you, Madman. And thank you for everybody listening. Now, here's a story. Andy, what is it now? We don't have a toll-free line working tonight.
No.
The toll-free line is not working. We don't have a phone card.
No
we have
phone card.
We have we have 73 minutes on one, and we have 23 minutes on the other, U.S. So, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, so we don't have much to work with. So we're probably going to be doing a really short show today. No one can call in unless they know our number directly. We can't even get Milkman on the line here. He's completely gone now. He's completely disappeared. I think he's probably going to try to reboot, I guess. But we'll try to do what we can do.
He's got to swamp the gerbils in the wheel to get his computer in it.
Yeah, he's
got
to feed them.
My gerbils passed out. I need new ones.
Damn it, he's not doing nothing. Well, yeah, we're here, and we're going to try to do pranks. I guess we'll get you at least an hour of show, an hour of pranks and stuff. Mets fan wants me to link him.
What does that mean?
I don't know. How do you link somebody? Like, hook him up?
Maybe he doesn't know he's not listening to the show, or he was...
Well, he's okay. This guy's
saying I'm great.
Yeah. Well, he's sorry, but he's heard archives and he thinks that us guys is funny. Well,
but he's not listening live.
He's not listening live.
Maybe.
Okay. Oh, you are not listening live. Give him that, and then I'm gonna hook him up with the server here. Hang on, folks, while I completely ignore the crowd. So you're listening to the Madhouse. We're on PCU Prank Call Underground Radio, and we're working with what little resources we have working right now. We're going to try to give you a show if I can learn to type right. So we are waiting for Milkman to join. You know what? You know this is very appropriate. We should play this song we got today right now, right? Wouldn't that make sense right now?
Yeah, but maybe we should wait and make sure. Okay. It's too late.
Nobody heard it. All right. We're okay.
Back to he needs a link.
All right. Well, I'm typing it to him anyway. Okay. So yeah, I've been doing daytime shows. So the prank call you heard earlier was from one of the daytime shows that I've been doing. Very interesting. Andy, you weren't here for that, but you heard.
And by the way, the Mets suck.
Mets do suck.
Everybody does know that.
Yeah, Cubs all the way. Yeah. Nobody has sent me a number confirmed for a fat hoe. confirmed at 10-12. That guy, he's pretty good. Fat hoe. So we'll try to give her a call, the fat hoe. Yes. Same thing there, Mets fan. Helping out Mets fan while we're here. Okay, I got it. Okay, and you can reach us at Madhouse Radio on AOL Instant Messenger. That's Madhouse Radio. And you can get us in the chat room at kdkprankcalls.com. That's KDK as in kill, death, kill. KDKprankcalls.com. Join the chat room. The link is on the upper left-hand corner of the page if you're not in there. And you can also send me your request for prank calls if you have a number, if you have someone you want pranked. You want to reach us, as I said before, on AOL Instant Messenger, Madhouse Radio, Yahoo Messenger, Madhouse PCU Radio, and MSN, Madhouse PCU Radio at hotmail.com. I pulled that right out of my ass. So. Great. So let me go real quick into those messengers and see what I got here on AOL. DJ Herb, who I don't know who that is saying that Carlito, Milkman is rebooting because Gizmos is playing up. Well, okay. That's what I figured. Well, thank you very much. In the chat room, SGD is that like STD, do you think? STD?
Yeah, probably. Or maybe sexually given disease. Transmitted is too big of a word.
He wanted herpes. as his devotion to God, he gave himself the HIV. So that's SGD, everybody. This guy, John, used to be in the Vietnam War, gets pissed really easily. Well, hey, I can't pass that up.
Yeah,
we're big fans of the Vietnam War here. I know you're a big proponent of the Vietnam War.
No, okay.
Madman in the chat room. Madman who runs our chat server for us. Thank you, Madman. A Jewish rabbi, Merrilee Gordon. We also have Crazy Will, who's tried to kill himself 5 times and failed. We talked to him once, I think. I don't know if you were here. That guy is crazy.
How do you mess up that man? He doesn't really want to die. We know that. If you try 5 times and you don't do it, it means you don't want to.
I found a website that they were recommending Prankmaster to look at so he'd figure out how to kill himself over the weekend. Long story, but...
You were presenting him a link to a website.
I didn't do
easy ways to kill yourself,
Those everybody else in the chair room, people who go unnamed, because I don't bring out dirty laundry, but...
I don't think you should encourage Prankmaster to kill
himself. I don't tell him to kill himself. Other people do, and that's their business.
Kill yourself now, Prankmaster. Carlito commands it.
This website details methods of killing yourself and what's the cleanest way, what's the painless way. There are people in there who's like, I've tried 5 times and I failed.
Why do you mess up that? I mean, just jump off a cliff or something like that.
I don't know.
There's places that go in Florida where you could jump off and die.
Yeah,
you know?
and people might not find you for a while.
It's flat. This is a flat-ass state.
It is true.
That's just sad.
You gotta find a building.
That guy's a flat fucking loser right there.
Yeah, that's right. So, yeah, we should call him. We can't call him and tell him to do it. Yen's Chinese, and we also have Bob the Mechanic. Lonesome Loser is in the chat room also. Lonesome Loser, hey, what's up? I'm sure he's busy confirming numbers right now. I also have a plethora of past numbers from him that we can try. Now, we can't do any international calls tonight because we're out of phone internet. We don't have any phone minutes at all for the most part. We have about a good hour's worth of prank call time, I think, we'll probably get tonight. So, like I said, short show, but we're here. We're starting late anyway, so fuck it. This guy, okay, so I got the number here. You want to call this Vietnam vet then? See what's up with him?
Sounds like a plan.
All right, hang on, folks. Let's get off to a quick start here. We'll call this Vietnam vet guy named John and see what we can do.
The number you wish to call. I don't know. Something weird's happened to the phone. You hear that shit? Oh, Jesus. Everything's all fucked. All right, hang up that. Yeah.
Kill himself.
Right.
Yeah, he's gonna accept that.
Yeah. Sorry, Dave, we can't accept that. You know what? I forgot to hit one for English. That's what it was, dude. Yeah. Milkman's on the phone. Milkman, get off the phone.
Milkman, hello.
We need you. We need you, Milkman. Andy, how's work going for you, man?
Terrible.
That's good. Yeah.
It's not as been fun since the old man died.
74 minutes, we're on. Yeah, nothing's working tonight, man. It sucks. Hang on. I gotta test the phone line because it's not working, apparently. Jeez. Alright, hang on, folks. I'm gonna try to fix this. If not, we're gonna have to...
Why don't we talk to Milkman first?
Hey, let's connect to Milkman's little conference call thing here. Damn it. It's the worst night ever. It's all Sean Ward's fault. He must have done something. And the worst part is I can't, you know, normally I can at least talk to people. I mean, if I can't even talk to people. So, obviously something's wrong with the phone lines. Doing that retarded shit. Hello?
Hello.
Milkman!
Hey, what's up, man?
Hey, what's going on,
Hey,
man?
We can hear him.
Good. Well, something's finally working.
Oh, we forgot to play his theme music that he requested.
So, yeah, Milkman.
Wow.
Yeah, well, yeah, we're trying to get a hold of you. Who else is in this shit with us?
Actually, our lawyer will be in here in just a minute. He's on his way.
Okay, our lawyer, AMD, or whatever.
It'll just be our regular crew and our lawyer.
Okay, all right.
Good. Well, we always need to have a lawyer in the line in case a prank call goes wrong. But you know what, dude? I think the phone line's fucked. Hang on, let me.
Let's play Milkman's new theme music.
Yes.
First.
So, Milkman, you wanna tell us the background behind this theme song? Do you have a story behind it? Does it?
Well, actually, it was sent in to me by a listener and. I hadn't actually heard it, so I was listening to it. I was like, oh, man, this isn't too bad.
All right.
So,
let's hear it, bro.
I will fix it up for you and send it later with a.
No, but we're ready. We have it all. Yeah, we have it right where you wanted us to start it, dude. We got it ready to go.
All right. Maybe like around 45 seconds or something.
Just about.
Just test it.
Okay.
We'll wing it tonight.
Well, here it is. This is Milkman's theme song, everybody. Let us know what you think.
Yeah.
That's you and the guitar.
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Oh, Milkman, you're sick.
Yeah. This is so...
This is the music fun. I listen to when I take a long, slow, warm bath. Yeah. Oh, Milkman.
That's horrible.
Nah.
You decided.
We lied. That's not Milkman's.
Yeah, that's not Milkman's.
Well, song. Play Milkman's real thing. So.
Okay. Hang on. All right, here. Seriously, this is Milkman's new thing.
Nah, no milk today.
This is it. Of course, this is it.
The company was gay. What were they doing? I like that, Milkman.
No milk today. Okay, Milkman, let me try to find that. I don't know where the hell I
We put the two fake ones up there. We didn't put his real song on.
What the hell is he doing?
I don't know.
I think Milkman's drunk. This is the worst night ever. Hey, shut up.
There it is.
I found
it. Didn't we edit it?
No.
I'm trying to do my theme song.
All right, here's Milkman's theme song.
This is your theme song, apparently.
Right, Milkman? This is actually it, though, right?
All right, we're going to play it for you. You say whatever you want.
Do your Milkman rant.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, it's great. God, this is horrible.
Yes.
Milkman, the phone just screwed up too. Press 1. Para español, marca el 2. This sucks.
Please enter your PIN. Your balance is 72 cents.
My God,
please
finally.
Enter the number you wish to call.
Yeah, I'm sorry. I let that go.
Milkman, what about that made you think that should be your theme music?
Yeah, what's that all about?
Because it said
Milkman. That phone number is not reachable with this card. Please enter the number you wish to call.
Oh, no. Hang on. I try to call somebody here. Sucking blow pumps.
That phone number is
Shut
not
up.
Reachable with this card. Yeah. Please enter the...
Suck and Blow Pumps, everybody. Brought to you by Lonesome Loser.
You have 71 minutes.
LonesomeLoser.com. John Bacon. Dude, I bought some bacon today. Jizzbiz. Ooh. The hell's Jizzbiz?
What?
Hello?
Yes.
Suck and Blow?
Yes, it's one of the numbers for Suck and Blow Pumps, but... It's Steve, how can I help you?
Hey, Steve, how you doing? Steve, do you do more sucking or blowing down there?
A combination of the two.
Okay, then what do you prefer to do?
The money that it brings in.
What do you prefer
what
to do?
What can I help you with?
Well, okay. Well, I have a large amount of liquids that need to be sucked. I was wondering if you... It's a lot, but it's not. I'll tell you what. Right now, it's not pretty. I mean,
do you know what my product is?
Whatever, old man. Look, the biggest problem is actually someone snuck a porta potty inside my garage, and I backed into it as I was parking. I didn't realize it was there. I don't know how the hell this happened. I don't know if it was one of the guys playing a joke on me. You know, but. The problem now is there's, that blue liquid.
Right.
It's all over the place, and I only stayed there for so long, but I think I saw a few floaters in there too, in the garage. So
right.
I don't know if you do that kind of sucking, or I don't know, you want to, would you suck something?
My pump is designed to move air, not liquids.
Well, can you blow it out then?
The pump or the fluids itself?
Right.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah, like I say, it's designed to move air, not liquids.
Okay, but do you have anything powerful enough that maybe you can just get that smell out of there or something like that?
Right. It's Because my pumps are basically designed for river rafts, okay? But the 4-inch
river
pump
rafts?
Will put out 30 pounds of pressure.
So you made a business just inflating rafts, is that it?
Right. Now, yeah. What town are you located in?
Myself, I'm in Rangeley.
Okay.
Right.
Well, what I'm getting at is, I'm trying to think who the porta potty peoples are that could just suck it up for you.
You know who really cares at this point, right?
Right.
I mean, fuck it, might as well just sell the house. You want to buy a house? I mean, do something. You came recommended to me by the mayor, and here I am calling you, and obviously, you know.
Okay, well.
You suck.
Like I say, I'm not going to say it wouldn't move liquid, but it would not be warranted. And
Yo, this is Eddie, yo. Yo, okay. Why you suck, man? Man, why you suck so much, man? You suck, yo.
You can always use a shop vac.
But why do you suck so much, man?
I do not have time for a crank phone call.
What crank phone call?
Well,
the other day I got called. This kid called my house, and he was just calling. You know, he called about 4 times. It really annoyed me.
Okay.
You know.
Okay, like I say, if you have a problem, you know, call the porta potty people.
Can I talk to your wife or something like that?
Hey, this conversation's over, okay?
No, it's not. Just let me talk to your wife and they can continue. That ended somewhere.
That guy was really nice.
Yeah, he was.
Bazzard is what he is. Nunu is sending me a number for John Bacon, one of Iris Van Meter's friends. Isn't that big chick with the Scientology?
No.
That one who wanted to get rid of
like, fundamentalism.
Yeah, she said that Jesus created the world or something. No, she was, wasn't it? What was it?
Creationism
or scientific creation. I don't know, whatever. Yeah. Okay. Congratulate him on getting Kansas to teach creationism, say thanks, and I'm proud of him. Complain that in cookery class, they cooked the fish and it said you could feed 2 people from it. Say that this is a lie. Everyone knows you can feed like 1,000 people with a fish, and it should teach kids that. TR.
The truth, maybe.
The truth. Yeah, but that was Jesus that made that miracle,
yeah,
though.
Yeah, God didn't do. He made a whole planet.
Yeah. Now, God can do a lot. Jonathan is asking if we're having problems tonight. Well, you think? What do you think, Andy? Are we having problems with
it? There's plenty of problems.
Yeah. Now, Milkman's on the phone. That other guy came in the fucking conference, and it ruined it because he had his shit playing in the background, so I had to disconnect. It got him in a bad mood tonight, man. Okay.
That's what that was?
Yeah. I lost my fucking... I paid $5 for a phone card and lost that night more than 10 minutes later.
He lost it at the Hajimar where he bought it.
I guess so.
I'm going to go to my bad relatives in Pakistan.
Yeah, I'm going to...
I'm going to order up hookers and coke.
Yeah.
And they won't be able to trace it to me.
Yeah. Anyway, SGD, I'm being told that he's actually a fake number
the
giver.
The person you are calling is not answering.
He was actually giving the number
for
himself.
Please leave your message after the tone. Your voicemail will be delivered immediately by email.
Hey. Look, now he answers.
Milkman.
I took too long. No, now he's like, hello. If I ever call my parents' house and they pick up after I hang up, you know, they'll sit there for like 10 minutes. They're like, hello.
I'm
like, hello. Carlos, come over here and take over. I think someone tried to call us. Keep saying hello.
Fine, bring me phone, woman.
Yeah.
Hello.
Hello. They keep saying hello for the longest time. Like, I'll keep redialing, and I can just tell they're just sitting there like, hello. Hello.
Maybe Carlito, he could be having problems.
Yeah.
Causes mom to sound exactly like that.
Yeah, so Milkman should know, I guess, that Prankmaster is back on the IRC.
What does that mean?
Wow, big fucking deal. Tired of Prankmaster, man. We don't talk about that bitch. Hey! Hello?
Hello?
Who is this, AMD?
Who's got their shit in the background?
That's AMD's got his shit in the background. AMD, turn that off. Turn it off now. You listen through here, right?
Headphones only, buddy.
Yeah, headphones only or I'll... God, I swear to God.
I'll thwart you.
Yeah. We'll invade you.
Anyway, SGD, I'm being...
I love it. I love it.
Forget it. Good night.
Hey.
Good night, sir.
Hey. Turn off your speakers.
Now he's gone. Now we're here by ourselves.
Where's Milkman?
I don't know. Milkman's on the phone somewhere. I'm trying to find you. I'm calling every number in the book. I dog Carlito.
He's not a prank, masters.
Okay, let's continue with pranks, what we can do. We got a number for someone named Samara. Well, I don't have much to go with that, but okay. Nice try. SGD says, nope, your number didn't work, and I'm being told that it's not real anyway, so what's it matter? Saigon is sending me a number for a Jody Monster. Jody Monster. Fat Ho Dick Craven, a young woman who answered at 1018. Well, Lonesome Loser sent me one for the Jizz Biz. We also have... Is that the cat? I felt something. That's myself. We got Ape Hangers, and we have F. Muhammad. Can't call F. Muhammad because that's an England. So we will try Ape Hangers. Yay. I
wonder what that is.
I don't know. Redneck Woman answered in South Carolina. Well, that's a hoot. God, I'm in such a bad mood tonight, man. It sucks. But I had a good interview today, though. That was definitely... Anything you'd like to hear, Andy, while I get ready here? Anything you'd like to hear that you see? Anything at all?
Nah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Whatever. We'll play this. Hang on, folks. You like Beck at all?
Yeah.
It's old Beck. Well, what's old Beck? Loser's like first Beck.
Loser. That's original song. Beck. Yeah.
This is like about 2 years later, right?
Maybe. I think much longer than that. I think maybe like 6 years.
Yeah. I wonder what Milkman's doing on the line this whole time. It says right now, Milkman on the phone.
There's a destination a little up the road from the habitations of the towns we know. A place we saw the lights turn low, the jigsaw jazz in the get fresh flow. Pulling out jobs and jamboree handouts, two turntables and a microphone. Bottles and cans, or just clap your hands, or just clap your hands. Where's that? I got two turntables and a microphone. Where's that? I got two turntables and a microphone.
Hello, is this the Biz?
Hello?
Yes, who am I calling, please? Hello, sir.
Yes, I can't hear you well, sir.
Okay, are you guys available right now?
Excuse me?
Are you making business?
Yes.
What? How make you business? Money make?
I can't hear you, sir.
How you money make?
You want a delivery?
Yes.
What's your address?
221 Stately Street.
221 which street?
221.
Sir, I can't hear you.
Yeah, 221 Stately Street.
Is this in Hoboken?
Yes, Hoboken, New Jersey.
The person you are calling...
Can you spell the street name?
The street name? What did I say? Stately. Hey, you coming over here or what?
I don't know. I'm just giving one second. I'll let me fix them, yeah.
Hurry up, you asshole.
Hi, can I help you?
Yeah, who is this asshole?
He's a new guy here. He doesn't know the streets well. Can you spell the street?
What, is he some kind of asshole?
What's that?
What, is he some kind of asshole?
No, I can hear you.
What, are you some kind of asshole?
What's that?
You say you can't hear me because I'm Muslim?
No. I'm saying that my friend is a new guy here, and he doesn't know the streets well, so probably couldn't hear you.
Well, he was making fun of me because I'm Muslim.
What's that? Yeah, me too. Me too, man.
Assalamu alaikum.
What's that?
Assalamu alaikum. You're not Muslim. Hey, man, why are you lying, dude? Hey.
Say it was a mission mikum or kalam or
salaikum salam.
How much salam al kikum? And then you go,
just say Allah Akbar back.
I can't speak other languages. I'm not smart
it's
enough.
A dirty ass language.
Hey.
Willard's Jamaican Jerk Barbecuing in San Antonio. Let's try that. I wanted that song. There we go. Jamaican jerk. Jerk spice. So you don't like Jamaicans at all, right?
No, I think they're fine. I just, you know, they stay were in Jamaican, and I'll stay in America.
If they stay. Stay in Jamaica.
I heard they're nice as long as you don't, like, leave the hotel. Like, you know, whatever you're vacationing, don't go in the city.
But it's like a 2-block radius around, like, where the hotel is that you're staying.
Yeah, don't leave that area.
Yeah, because it's really dangerous.
I've never been before. I've never gone on vacation.
Those guys shoot and kill each other. That's all they're into. It's like sport down there.
Killing white folks.
Yeah. Killing each other. They just kill everything. As long as it's dead. Be goddamn if the phone is not working. Now Milkman said he's leaving.
What does that mean?
He said, I'll talk to you later. Like, he's not going to talk to us for the rest of the night. Maybe he's like that.
Maybe he's pissed off and made fun of his song. I don't know. I can't please everybody now.
Hello?
Yeah, hey, how you doing? Is this Willers?
Yes, it is.
Great. Look, Willers, first of all, for some reason, I can't please everybody tonight. You know what I mean? You know, you ever have one of those nights?
Who is this?
Well, I'm calling for some barbecue. We're trying to set up a catering for tomorrow.
Oh, yeah?
What are you laughing at, jerk?
I'm a jerk?
Well, you sound like one. You're making fun of me.
No, I'm not making fun of you. I'm thinking it's a penalty, sir.
Is it a penalty?
No, it's not a penalty.
How much?
I got a phone call that says 100.
Yeah. 100. I don't know what you're talking about. Can we just get to the point? Come on, look, I've had a really rough day. I just really want to get to sleep. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir. But
I'm not getting any cooperation for. Look, let me tell you. First of all, my ex-wife came over here, took the kids, and she's fighting with me over $500. I already paid her.
Sorry about that.
You know, they take it out of my check every week, man. Every week.
I went through 10 kids like that, man. 10.
You know these women, huh?
Oh yeah.
You know that you marry them, and they clamp their legs shut. You know, like a well-oiled bear trap. You know what I mean?
I got two kids I haven't seen since they were 3 and 4 years old.
Yeah.
And I have been child for a long distance, man, for 20 years.
Yeah.
And I haven't seen my own just look like.
Really?
Well, I understand what you're going through, brother.
Yeah, I know, man. So it sucks. So what kind of barbecue can we talk here?
So we have biscuit, chicken, sausage, pork ribs, baby back ribs, about a slab on the beans, potatoes, salad, and coleslaw. Now, how many people are trying to feed here?
52.
Oh, no, I can't do it.
Well,
I don't have that much on hand.
When can you do it? When can you do it?
For 50 people, huh?
When can you do it?
Well, sir, when do you need it then?
As soon as possible.
I mean, when you see, I'm talking about, it takes 48 hours for me to cook this kind of food that you're asking for.
Well, we're hungry now, but we're kind of hungry now, but we can wait.
2 days?
Yeah, we can wait 2 days, right? Guys?
Sure.
Yeah, see? We'll wait.
Okay, now what you need to do
is... I'm going
to
eat peanut butter till then.
Yeah, we're going to eat peanut butter. So we got plenty of peanut butter here and saltine crackers and stuff,
okay.
You know.
Okay, but you can... What we can do, sir, is in order to do that, you have to put a 50% deposit on the cost of the catering. You know, you
50s?
Have 1 meat catering, 2 meat catering, 3 meat catering.
Okay.
And the dairy.
50 cents deposit.
You set it up to do it all.
50 cents?
No, sir. 50%.
50 cent deposit. Okay, no. I'm writing it. I got it down. 50 cent deposit.
No, not 50 cents. 50%. Okay.
All right. Per person?
Half.
50%. 50 cents per person. Okay, times 52. That's about $200. No, it's less than that. It's about $5. Okay, I got that.
You know what?
50, I think he has the wrong number.
No, 50 cents times 52 people is about $4 or $5, right? I mean, I got that in my couch. Hello? Willard.
Fucking Willard. He got off. He was like, oh man, he's
married. I haven't seen my kid in 20 years. One of my kids is a Unabomber. The other one's Arnold Schwarzenegger.
God, he was going off on his kids.
I ain't seen him in 20 years.
I got him started on that one, man. He just started going off on that shit. Jeez.
I didn't kill three engines in 1972. Yeah. So my kids grew up without their Paul.
Yeah, their Paul. Where's Milkman? He just left. He completely left. He got off of all messaging. Look, he's not anywhere. Nowhere.
Prankmaster got to him.
Prankmaster must have done something to him. I don't know what. The Dead says, why doesn't Carlito call 411? Well, that's a great idea. Wow. information. You stupid. Alcoholic. I did that once when I was young. I asked for alcoholic, and the lady just started reading me the script. Was like, it is a federal offense to make a prank. It's like something stupid. Make harassing phone calls. And I freaked out and hung up the phone. I was like 8 years old. I was like, oh
no.
She had this script that she started reading. It's like, I must make you aware it is a federal offense to make an obscene or harassing phone call and blah, blah. She started reading this. I freaked out.
When I was a kid, I used to call them from the payphone all the time to ask what time it was.
Yeah.
That was my big thing.
Well, you can do that, though.
Yeah, but I just like doing it just to bother me. Yeah. Like, well, what time is it? And then, like, what time is it now?
Yeah.
Is it 5 yet? Yeah. No. I'm going to call you back in a minute.
Well, I called a lot from my parents' house, and my dad saw the bill. He freaked out once.
Yeah,
I thought it was
free. Payphone, though.
Yeah, but I thought it was free. He's like, well, you call 25 cents every time you call 5 times in 1 hour. Why'd you call? I was like, I was just asking for a time and shit, you know? I'm like, yeah. So, that was expensive. That was a bad idea. Sorry, guy. Sorry, Dad, if you're listening. Sure he is. Madman said he found these two pieces, numbers, on a piece of paper. Dad and Mom. Okay. Got those. We called those taxis already earlier in the week. I don't know. Andy, I'm not feeling this, are you?
What?
Not the show. I mean, it's
I thought you were talking about my leg.
No, not your leg.
I hope that wasn't
That's not me. I don't know. It's somebody else. Ape Hangers. Ape Hangers, a Ragnet woman. Let's try her. Now I need to find out Ape Hangers.
What exactly is that?
I don't know. That's what I'm going to ask her. Until I need a large...
I got a mandrel I just shot. I need it. It's out of my gate.
We string up niggers. Oh, sorry.
Whoa.
We hang niggers down here.
Yeah, I just shot Michael Jordan. Can you believe it? I want to ruin my fireplace. That's
number 23, baby.
Oh, yeah, really, my dad's not listening tonight. That'll get him.
Yeah.
Love Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan. Yeah, 55
minutes. I don't know why they're going to be open at this late in South Carolina. That must be someone's house. That must be a name. Ape Hangers.
Hangers, though?
Yeah.
What kind of horrible southern last name is that?
John Hangers and his wife.
Dead.
Ape Hangers.
Yeah, Ape Hangers?
Yes.
Okay, how many hangers can you provide at moment's notice?
How many hangers can you provide at the moment?
Yes. Yeah, we need a lot We need a lot of hangers.
We got it.
Okay, well, we're trying to make this thing downtown here in Pageland, over here over here downtown, you know?
Uh-huh.
How close are you guys to downtown?
Real close.
Okay, we're trying to make this huge mural. It's going to go up about 52 feet made out of hangers, and we ran out about a third of the way through. So if you guys can just go ahead and load up all your hangers and come on down here downtown, we'll go ahead and buy them off you.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Let's see. How many hangers we got?
What the fuck are they selling
hangers? I mean, you say you need?
As many as you got. Are they plastic or wire hangers?
Oh, we got both.
All right, well, we just
plastic
want...
Plastic and wire.
Plastic
we only
and
use wire.
Yeah.
What do you think, they're savages?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, only no wire hangers. You ever see that movie?
Wire hangers.
Wire
That's
hangers?
An abortion euphemism.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's some bad shit right there.
It is. It fucks up your clothes, right?
Yeah.
Hey, can I talk to the boss man?
Can you what?
Can I talk to the boss man, please?
There ain't no boss man. You can talk to the boss lady. Hang on.
All right. Boss lady.
Hello?
Lady?
What?
I don't know when they start letting women run businesses and vote. But where do you get
They started letting women run businesses when the guy kept screwing everything up and we had to take over.
Yeah, you know what? You owe me a rib.
What? What now?
I said you owe me a rib, bitch. Now get out of town.
Fuck you too, you little son of a bitch. Don't call back up if you're going to cuss me.
I'll go down there and beat
you. Right back with the best of them.
I'll go down there and take a wire hanger.
And I've got a damn tracer on this phone.
Ooh!
The sheriff's so keep running your mouth, motherfucker.
Come on, bitch. Hey, listen to this. I'm going to go down there, take one of those wire hangers and warm it up and just start hitting people on the top of the head with it. I'm going to warm it up with a Zippo lighter. Who wants it? She's gone.
I got a tracer on his phone.
Tracer.
I knew you would call.
You faggot.
I kiss with the best, jerk.
It's funny.
Yep, she was a nice lady.
What kind of light did we lose her? Never mind. Was that here?
Nice,
it was a nice lady, you said.
Yeah,
nice lady. Well, that was cool. Ape hangers, everybody. What about big fat tits, nice guys, nice tattoos in Honolulu? I'm going to complain about that name, big fat tits.
Tats.
Oh, tats. I'm going to say it's tits. It's big fat tits. I just misread it myself. I'll argue with the guy about that. Yeah. No. Sure. Hang on, folks. Next call's coming right up. Big fat tats. It's a good thing Lonesome Losers are around, because I know this show would be horrible. We don't even have Milkman anymore. He betrayed us. Like a cunt rag. It's a burning thing, and it makes a fiery ring. Bound by wild desire. Man, I want pancakes. You know they get all-you-can-eat pancakes at IHOP now?
Do they?
Yeah, for this month only.
What time?
That's probably like all 24 hours, right?
Oh, I can't call Honolulu. I forget. Can't call anybody.
You got time?
Yeah, I guess Honolulu is considered long distance. Even more long distance. God. Okay, hang on. I may have run out of minutes. I doubt I did. How long was that last call?
I don't know.
It's not long.
8 minutes.
I have 47 minutes left. Well, that guy obviously made his phone busy. So we'll try Dick Craven. I can't believe resorting to calling Dick Craven. Oh, amateur of me. But this is for nobody in the chat room. And that is the name, Nobody. I feel for you like a child. Not a joke. Oh, but the fire went wild. I fell into a that phone number's not reachable with this card, you stupid down, bitch. Down, oh, God. And the flames went higher. And it burns. The ring of fire. There we go. The ring of fire. I fell into
Hello?
Yeah, hey, buddy, how you doing?
You have the wrong number.
No, I need to speak to Mr. Richard Craven, please. Miss Lady Bitch. God damn you. Die.
That was great.
Yeah, that's great.
Miss Lady Bitch.
Yeah, Miss Lady Bitch. Wow. She's already gone. What else
she
do you want me to
stick around long for that.
Yeah. She can't believe this guy's going to call me Miss Lady Bitch. Click! Turburger's offering to hook me up with numbers. Well, businesses are what I call. That's my forte. So there it is. SGD, goodbye. That's Prankmaster, apparently. Human G says that. Where are we going here? The two numbers on a piece of paper in Orlando, Dad and Mom. I don't know what to do with that, though. That's him. He was staying here, actually. He came over. Yeah? What?
I think we're going to have that.
What? Fine, I'll stop talking. Call Muhammad and complain about all the cartoons.
Hey, Muhammad.
Yeah, well, we have a Muhammad in the UK. I wonder how many minutes I can.
Whatever happened to that one guy? Did he ever show up again?
What guy?
Remember the Arab dude? Arab who used to listen all the time? Like,
oh, buddy. DTT?
Yeah.
No, he's in hiding or something. Something happened with that guy. I should try to call him. I have his cell phone here. He never picks up.
Call his cell phone number.
Let's see if I can find her. See if I can find her here.
For an exclusive DTT interview.
That's Toronto. Those are the Juke Boy Kids. That's my mom. That's Prank Master. Only calls you 1,000 times.
The Juke Boy Kids.
The Juke Boy Kids. Is that what I just called them? I don't have it here anymore. Fuck. I'd have to look for it. I just don't feel like it. Damn it. Sorry. Yeah. We can try that F. Muhammad then. Hang on. Let's see. I got, I don't know, 23 cents left on it. Something like that. I bet you don't have shit. I probably get like 2 minutes out of that internationally. But we'll try it. We'll try it for Nunu. It'll put us one step closer to ending this show tonight. It's going to end soon. All right, you cool with that, Andy?
Fine.
Guess it's not working. It's going to go home. Take you home. I'm going to go, I don't know, go to sleep. I'm fucking hungry. All I had today was that sub. I'll play that shit. Hang on, folks.
Have you ever met a girl that you tried to date, but a year to make gloves, she wanted you to wait? Let me tell you a story of my situation.
I was talking to this girl from the US Nation. Because I'm a much more athletic fat person than any of those people, and it pisses me off. Yeah. Like, you know, look at these people. Yeah. Like, run laps around. Like, the one guy, I watched the first episode, the one guy was dominant. Young MC.
Young MC.
But I'm a better fat man than Young MC.
Didn't have Bizarre in there, you said?
Yeah, Bizarre was on there. He was really fat. Like, he was fat where, like, he was, like...
I got a Muhammad here in the States.
Hello?
Yeah, Muhammad, please?
Huh?
Mr. Muhammad?
Muhammad?
Yes?
Who's Muhammad you talking about?
Ahmed?
Ahmed Muhammad?
Yes? Please?
No?
Salam alaikum.
Who it is, man?
I have a question regarding Muhammad. What's the big deal with the cartoon and everybody freaking out over here in Europe about it, huh?
Kirsten,
yeah. You know that guy?
Who?
The guy with the cartoon, the guy the cartoon, the bomb was in his head, you know what I mean? Maybe I should not have just said that to him.
He doesn't know what you're talking about.
I don't know what you're talking about, man.
He's not that
hey, man, don't be an asshole.
Yeah.
Hello?
All right, go down there and I'll make you smell my teeth.
Okay, come on down there.
You gonna smell my teeth?
Yeah, come on down there, bitch ass me.
Yeah?
What the fuck wrong with you, man?
I'm gonna pull the hairs on your legs.
Oh, fuck you, stupid ass.
I'm gonna make you eat my sandwich.
It's just funny when you threaten people with weird things. Yeah, I love that. That's funny when you tell someone you're gonna hit them or kill them or something like that.
Yeah, I'm gonna pull your hair.
You smell my teeth.
Smell my teeth.
I'm gonna pull their hair on you. Like, that's hilarious. That's good stuff.
But fucking smell my teeth.
Oh, this guy's angry.
This guy wants me to do his call. Okay.
He doesn't give you any background information. Like, where do we know this person from?
Yeah, like, who?
And she's bossy, but where's she bossy from?
She bossy? Who's
it? No, earlier he was talking about someone else, and he's like, she could go to bed.
What is her deal where she... Yeah, if you're going to send me a number,
like,
just...
Where yeah. would we run into her where she'd boss us around?
Yeah, so, is she a bitch? Does she smell... yeah, I don't know. She got mustache.
If we saw her, would we want to peel it back?
Would we peel it back?
Yeah.
99 cents Soul Food Express. Wow. Yeah, I should do the classic Chris Rock. How much would one read? She works at Goodwill.
That sounds like she's a good person.
And she's crazy. Well, there, I guess I have enough to go
would
with
you want
here.
To peel it back?
All right. Well, we'll call her then. Since she works at the Goodwill, we'll complain.
Tell her that we were at Goodwill, and she told us we had to leave.
Tell her we're the Salvation Army, and we're trying to buy her out.
We're going to fight her.
we're going to buy you out. Come on.
We're going to come down there and massage your temple.
Massage your temple. We're going to brew you some tea and cook you dinner.
I'm gonna fill your home with cookie dough.
You're fucked. Katie Kane in the chat. Welcome, Katie Kane. Chris Fennell is a hell of a flavor for me with strawberry, two cherries, and whipped cream. The best dreams are the wet dreams, and the rest is just a flick without a sex scene.
God, I hate this phone card. The black of the bear, the sweet of the juice, cause Florida oranges and Georgia peaches, when they nice and ripe, they the best for eating all. Southern boys be craving for it. It's like the pie after they main course. So if you came for it, I came for it. I got a thing for your dedication, or
hello, I'm unable to answer your call right now. Please leave your name, number, and a message after the tone.
Damn you.
Okay, well, Darren isn't answering. So I tried for you, Jonathan, there, buddy old pal, but it didn't work. Sorry, guy. But we tried it. AMD is asking what the conference not working for him. And
that's
everything.
A lie. Yeah, that's a lot.
He's a liar. He's a liar, that bastard.
Whoa, out of nowhere.
1-2-2-7-7.
I'm back.
Watch out, bitches. All right, let's see if we can get the milkmaid on.
I plucked all my eyebrows. I'm ready for the show.
I've been ready for a while. I'm all warmed up.
I have no hair on my body.
It's probably just your...
Hey!
Shut up over there.
No, man, we're talking now.
Yeah, we're talking and we're in charge of it.
Well, stop talking to whoever you're talking to.
Okay, well, you're going to have to wait your turn.
Get off my line. Hang up now.
No way.
That's right. Hang the hell up.
What's your problem? Why are you being all emotional? What's wrong?
I ain't being emotional. Fuck.
Fuck? Okay. That's way of putting it. So... Can you update me on how's Ellie's daughter? She was sick, I think, last we heard. Have you heard anything?
I'll just ask everybody, okay, if I can speak for a moment here. I'm asking everybody to please get their best thoughts and prayers or whatever they can. Since Darren, Ellie's daughter, she's got a major blood illness that she just found out about.
Is it leukemia or something?
No, I asked her that. It's similar to that, but it's not. It's something else. But supposedly the doctors think that it's something that'll go away. So
okay.
Hoping that, you know, with
it might go away.
There, it'll go away.
Okay.
We don't know. You know, they don't know. I mean, the doctors, you know, can get a good answer. Something to do with their platelets.
Platelets.
So, you know, if your platelets count get, if your platelets go low. And you start bleeding, you'll bleed to death.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's true.
Platelets is what clogs the hole up when you got a cut.
Yeah, that's true. That's bad. Would you say
she should have like a 50,000 count, and she's running 6,000.
That's scary, man. What does that? That's not even sickle cell.
50,000 to 150,000 is normal, and she's only running 6,000.
Jeez, well, that's scary.
She's like about got water running.
Yeah, it's really thin blood. That's scary. Yeah. Well, I hope everything's okay.
There's nothing to clog it up. Yeah, there's nothing.
Yeah, my blood's like eggnog. It's so thick.
Yeah, your eggnog blood. Well, we hope everything works out. Like, our thoughts and prayers.
Is that nicotine or is it beer?
What? Nicotine or beer? That there? Oh, that's nicotine. Straight up nicotine. That's all we do. Jonathan, someone's going to send me...
clog up your veins that bad.
No, it's eating cookie dough and like ice cream.
Yeah. Have cookie dough
pretty good,
my veins.
Man. Especially when you got a big buzz on.
Hey, you said that.
Yep.
You're in the Virgin Islands. You can get away with that kind of stuff.
It's legal down there.
Probably. Here in the States.
I remember that.
Here in the States,
man,
we toe the line. We toe the line.
We toe the line. Yeah. Someone has to toe the line. Might as well be us.
Yeah. We do the things right.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, we're staying out of trouble.
The line anyway, just ask everybody, please say a prayer or send a good thought or whatever you can. Send a positive message to the daughter because she's really sick. Mm-hmm. And
Well, I will sacrifice a chicken tomorrow. I'll eat a whole chicken in memory.
Not
in memory.
Sacrifice a Publix chicken. Publix fried chicken.
God, that's
on the altar of Carlito.
Yep, that's right. We shall
do
it.
As a matter of fact, Carlito, don't choke on the chicken bone. But if you do, we can sue Purdue because we got a lawyer on it.
Is he really a lawyer?
He's not a lawyer. He just sounds British, and we like that.
Well, actually, I do work for a legal firm, but it's only doing wills and stuff like that. But it's kind of
you're a
thing,
fake lawyer. You're a faker.
Aren't they called a banister or a barrister? In England?
Well, no, I'm not a barrister, no. I just, all I do for a living is...
What is a barrister? Why do they call them barristers?
Write wills and trust for people.
Do you wear those gay wigs?
Nah. I work for a legal firm. I don't work in the courts or nothing like that.
I heard if I go down to your work and you're there that you can't laugh or anything. Like, I can push you around and stuff, and you, right? Is that what it is? Like that?
Not in my work, no.
Okay.
Maybe in the courts, but like I said, I'm just a solicitor. So, well, it's not a solicitor, I'm a legal advisor. So I can give you the website if you want to see it.
If I go to your job and I sit in your office all day, would you make me leave? Because I don't really have anywhere to go.
Yeah. We don't have anywhere to stay. We're planning a trip to the UK, but we don't have anywhere to stay, so we thought we'd stay with you.
Well, like I said, milkman could crash down. Yeah,
no.
I've got a massive flat, so if you want to share a bed with milkman,
what?
Then
a massive
everybody
has
to carry on.
Massive flaps?
Milkman has a massive
flap. I'm not a
bot.
I'll have you know.
Milkman, bring your massive flaps over here.
I'm not a bottom.
Oh, yeah, you are.
Milkman's saying that, in
Milkman
fact.
Milkman at the top.
You know, well, Milkman, we naturally assume an American would be the top and a Britishman would be the bottom.
That's how it should
be. Yeah, I'm not a bottom ever.
Yeah, you're a top.
Never, ever? Okay. Always a top, that Milkman.
Well, I'll let you two decide what you want to do when I'll be in the front room.
Milkman's always a bridesmaid, never a bride, huh?
me and him will go out and chase the birds and you guys can have the room then.
The birds.
That's nice. Sounds good
you guys
to me.
Dorks.
Yeah. He's got a hookup on the birds, man. He's got a massive hookup on birds, man.
How does he have
every time I talk to this guy, he's got
every
a
time,
one.
No, I've
got,
man, I every got time I go to the grocery store, I have a massive hookup on birds, too, because I eat a whole chicken.
Yeah, that's the kind you fry, man. I'm talking about the kind that's got two legs, man. You know, and got, you know.
No, this is an
ostrich?
It's rotisserie.
No leg
ostrich?
In the middle.
Ostrich?
Yeah, but it doesn't work out always good because I've got a few stalkers that are really, really scaring the shit out of me. You know, I promise you, Milkman, I will get you the picture of the one scary bird that looks like a witch.
Why can't we have a picture?
She just won't leave me alone, Mike. She just won't leave me alone. She just keeps on ringing and ringing and ringing.
Oh, man.
Wow. You gotta do something with that.
Samantha Stevens?
Is she pregnant?
What's that? Oh, no.
Samantha Stevens?
She looks like she's pregnant, but thank God it's not my kid, that's for sure.
Well,
you know, I've had one kid already, and I don't want any more. That's just fucking hell.
How can you be so
bloody
sure?
Enough.
Well, wait a minute, hang on, before we go any further, how can you be so sure of that?
Because she was so ugly, even though I was so drunk, I did not have sex with her.
I don't know. All right, Bill Clinton.
I run up a very steep hill and hid down my mate's house for 2 hours just to get rid of her. And so far now, I'm only just getting phone calls, right? And she knows where I live, but I'm not answering her door to anybody because I got one of them intercoms. So at the moment, I'm free, and she hasn't come in the pub that I go in drinking in, so that's one good thing.
British people are so corny. Hey, what kind of accent do you have? You guys all have different words for your accents. What's yours called?
Well, I'm originally from Wales.
You have a Welsh
accent?
Yes,
it's a Welsh accent, but I'm not very, very Welsh anymore because I've been living in England now. I lived in London for a few years, and now I've moved to Devon.
Can you do the one that's all rhyming and shit? Do that one, where they say a different word. Yeah, do it.
Hang on, what accent's that then? The Welsh one?
The rhyming one. The people in London do it in the movies. Do it.
Shakespeare.
Oh, like very posh. Okay, then. Hello there. My name is Dave. How the devil are you? And it's very spiffy.
That's how you always sound.
Yeah.
That's how you always
sound. Sounds just like
dude.
You.
That's you.
What the devil was that? I did not hear a word of that. I do apologize.
What's it called? Orkney or
Cockney?
Cockney. Do Cockney.
I could do a bit of Cockney. Okay. What there, governor? What, son? Yeah,
yeah. Governor. This is a governor.
Fucking haters in here.
So yeah, that, you try to sound like AC/DC.
Yeah, I'm fucking bloody
AC/DC.
Yeah. Sorry, Carlito, mate. What was that, mate? Sorry, I was just talking to the woman, you know.
All right. Well, I'm sorry, too, I guess.
Yeah, we don't like the that whole area over there.
Oh, I like it. Yeah. I don't like Australia. I don't like Cuba.
You don't like Cuba?
I don't like Cubans.
About,
I'll be honest with you tonight. I don't like Cubans. I'm, French. I don't really have any beef with them. I don't like Haitians at all. I don't like Haitians.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like Miami at all. I don't like
just
that shit.
What about the city? You mean the city of Miami?
The city of Miami. No. Okay. I mean, I'll go. I mean, I don't like the people there.
I don't like people from
Dominicans.
I like people in New York, but I don't like people from New York.
Dominicans are so ghetto, man. Fuck
yeah, that's
Dominicans
true.
Too.
Yeah.
I like the Dominicanas.
Dominican.
That's what Milkman like.
They're too they're like really monkey looking.
They take Milkman's money and they slap him in the face.
Oh yeah. Man, you ain't seen the good ones yet, man. We got some real fine, light skinned men down here.
Wow. Cook that right. They like to cook for their men too. That's a good thing. You come home, you
yeah, man.
Know,
some of them look like mestiza, you know, and a few mulattoes. Everybody's a light one.
That's okay. Fine. Right. Well, we're way off subject here, man. We're talking some shit.
Actually, I think we're on a good subject.
Okay, women, huh?
Yeah, Milkman. Yeah. See, the one thing, Milkman, he goes so overboard letting everyone know that he likes vagina that it makes you wonder.
Yeah, it makes you just start thinking, like, I don't know. Yeah.
Well, no, I don't have nothing to be ashamed of, man.
Yeah, but I mean, it's just like you're trying too hard, Milkman. That's what I get from you. Yeah.
No, I'm not trying too hard.
It's like you're trying to convince us. Like, you're like, oh, I love you so much.
He was like, last night I had so much pussy last night. Yeah,
I'm Milkman. I can't go get the car today. I'm going to get laid. I'm getting pussy 24/7. That's the way you talk.
My whole damn DVD is full of it.
You have a
Hey, Milkman, you did get Alice's number, didn't you?
Look at they're hanging out like over the phone.
I know, they're all cool with each other. In the meantime, I'm calling.
I think we should ring her later.
Hey.
Ring her up. She'll probably be off her face on drugs.
I got 99 cents Soul Food Express on the line. Listen, I got 99 cents Soul Food Express on the line. Hang on here.
By the time I get to the prank calls, people get. Hey, speak up, please.
I'm sorry.
There's a lot of people drinking there. Can you speak up, please?
I said, Chef Maryland, how can I help you?
What can I get down there for 99 cents?
It depends. You might want to come down here and come see.
How much? You got ribs?
Yes, they're $7.
$7? How many ribs come for $7?
Just one.
Just one? How much for one rib?
One rib is $7, sir.
I just want one rib.
Okay, and it's $7. You might want to just come down here, sir, because we're really busy.
I don't know. You're going to stand the phone with me for a little bit, okay? That's how we do it. Please? Can't talk? Hey. Ma'am?
Hello?
Can I speak to a patron, please?
A what?
I need to speak to one of your patrons, please.
You want to speak to... Sorry?
I need to speak to somebody who's there, like, as a customer. Can you ask for him, please?
Okay, I'm telling you right now that we're really busy right now. There's no one else that can speak to you. Is there anything else that I can help you with?
I need to speak to my friend. He's in there right now. I need to talk to him, please. His cell phone is
okay, who is your friend, sir?
Leroy.
There's no Leroy here.
Yell it out. Just yell it out.
There's no Leroy here.
Yeah, you're not asking for him. You're lying to me. Now, a good Christian wouldn't do that.
No, I'm not, because I've been here for a long time. I know everyone that's here. There's no Leroy here.
How about Kevin?
There's no Kevin here.
Tunisia.
Who?
Angola.
Sorry, sir. I'm not going to keep going through names, okay? So,
Liberia.
I'm sorry?
Liberia.
I'm sorry?
Liberia. Nigeria.
You me? No, nobody knows that name here either.
Ghana. Kenya, Ghana, Republic of Congo.
Uh-uh.
Can I speak to Congo, please?
So, Maryland, how can I help you?
Yes, I need to speak to Congo, please.
Hold on, sir. Okay.
Okay.
I want to speak to Uganda.
Uganda.
I want to know, do you stand up when you piss?
Hello?
Yeah.
Can I take down your name and number? Because he's not here right now.
Could you please? I just need to hear you ask for Congo, please.
Hello?
Yes. Can you please just say, is Congo here?
Hold on.
I want to hear her say it's Congo.
I think they're taking your number because there really is someone there named Congo. They're going Congo in here.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, can I help you?
Yes, could you please ask if Africa is there, my friend Africa?
Hold on, please.
Ma'am?
Africa Bombada.
God damn it, I want to hear her say, is Africa here? And I'm going to say, yeah! But,
It's taking too long. We have precious minutes left.
Ask her where Sega is.
Sega. Where's this damn woman at?
Nah. Oh,
they tricked you. She tricked me into wasting my minutes. I wasted the last of my minutes. Damn it.
I think she got nasty ribs anyway.
I guess so. Probably, the bitch. Let me reattach this here. Hang on to the IRC.
Toothpick.
Now, what's going on? Someone is telling me do nobody's number. Nobody has sent in a Samuel Erlander. That's not Prankmaster's family.
He put one in the main chat.
Who is that? Who is that related to Prankmaster? Is that just a number?
Nobody.
Okay. Yeah. Some of the other people have been calling Prankmaster's grandmother or something like that. Is that what it is? Or his aunt?
Usually his grandmother.
Oh, I got that number. Yeah, you. Yeah,
no, I don't. No, I don't want to talk to Adam. Anything to do with Adam? Nope. No, thank you.
I don't want to talk to Adam.
The Warrior.
I'd like to interview his grandmother.
The Warrior has sent me a number for Sarah. They will say she can't talk, then fuck with whoever picks up. Confirmed in Colorado, it's her sister. I don't know what the hell that's all about.
Why can't she talk?
Why can't she talk? I don't think I'm going to ask that. Might as well ask it, right? So, Milkman, why don't you give me the lowdown on what's been going on. Now, they've been calling who exactly?
They've been calling who?
They've been calling Prankmaster's next of kin.
Oh, I don't know. No one's called for a while. Okay, what happened the other night? I think you might might have went to sleep or something. I think he was up late. It happened late, but Fucksack was coming in the room and bugging the hell out of everybody. So somebody found a number that had a last name on it and just dialed it up. It had the same last name, and come to find out, luckily, it was his grandparent.
Ah, so they found his grandparents.
And she admitted on the air and acknowledged that yes, he is a pedophile. That she didn't remember the case out at Sterling Lake.
Wait, what did she say again? I missed it. You went out.
Hello?
Hey, may I speak to Sarah, please?
Who's calling, please?
My name is Roberto. I'd like to speak to Sarah, please.
Roberto, who are you, please?
Look, buddy, this is getting kind of personal, don't you think?
Yeah, I'm her father.
Well, I need to speak to my lady, please.
Your lady?
Yes.
Well, guess what, Roberto? Who the hell are you?
You sound like a homosexual, so I know she's not your daughter, first of all.
I am not a homosexual, and you know what?
You sound like a homosexual to me, buddy.
He
don't want to be.
Warrior
sent up his dad.
No,
Jesus
Christ. Here, call him
fucking my dad.
I hope his sister's older than, like 4 or 5. She's already in bed, dude.
Got in trouble hanging out with
gothics.
I wish I would have known about that. I could have totally run with that, dude.
Hello, this is... I want to kill myself. I talk to your daughter.
This is the Dark Lord or something like that.
We'll
that
call, would be great. Call next week.
Next
as,
week.
As
yeah.
like, you know, man.
Asriel.
This is Phoebes of the Dark Watch.
This is Asriel.
Anyway, I'm a father.
Yeah, that guy was... I'm sorry.
Yeah,
no, that guy's not
the good. Warrior, your sister's probably either intensely skinny or really chubby.
Yeah.
It's usually one of the two. Girls don't go in that middle.
You know, she has very clammy skin. Not clammy, but very pale skin, though, for sure. Well, that sucks. I wonder what she did. I think she's been smoking some weed or something worse than that.
He's probably like locking and throwing in her closet right now.
How much you want to bet if she's like 14, that arrested for theft, either what's that store in the mall? What the hell? Hot Topic. I bet she's either Hot Topic or
Spencer's.
No.
If she's into goth, she's not stealing from the Gap.
Yeah.
Hot, Hot Topic's like the goth store in the mall.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, that's very gothic. You go buy your clothes in the mall.
Yeah,
I know, right? What
I
a great goth you are.
Yeah, you're go to Hot Topic.
The alternative you are. You're going to the mall and buying your goth clothes.
Yeah.
That's
probably some jewelry. Some like $5 jewelry she lifted from the mall. I see girls like getting... I go to the mall every once in a while, you see like a girl getting arrested. She's like 12, 13. You know, all the time you see that shit there, man.
You go and hang out there too much. It's kind
of
scary.
I go there once a week. What's the big deal? I used to go there to walk every day, like one of the, like the old people.
I used to when, what's it called? Fucking...
Bin Laden?
No, I can't remember the story now.
Oh.
Damn it.
I don't know. Well, I used to go to the mall and walk?
And just hang out in front of a particular store. I can't remember what it's called.
Yeah, but you worked down at the mall, though, anyway.
Yeah, but that was before I worked there.
What'd you walk there?
And then when the mall first opened.
Pearson Pagoda.
No, I don't care about that. Yeah, when the mall first opened, Sable and Mark Merrill opened up the mall. So I was there for that, the grand opening. And the Randy Savage was there for a little bit.
Oh, dude, I saw them. I saw them at the convention. Mouth of the Heart, Mouth of the South. Jimmy Hart was there. I gotta show you this
that
picture.
That guy owes me $20.
Jimmy Hart and Mark Merrill was there also. I saw them both. Shit, forgot.
Hey, I've got a question.
Jason. Yes, is the comedy club?
Yes.
Great. I got a question. I'm trying to see what I need to do to come down there and start doing some sets. I'm looking to break out, and I've got a radio show, and you're actually on it right now. I want to know if I could, come in and do and try to test the waters a little bit.
We have open mic on Wednesday.
On Wednesday?
Yeah.
That doesn't work to me. Look at the last picture in there, dude.
What's on the last picture?
Look at that. Read that. I'm sending that to you.
Read what now?
I'm not talking to you. Hey, look, what are your drink-wise? How much does it cost me to get a gin and tonic down there?
$425.
Okay, so if I win this whole contest, what happens?
That's not Hulk Hogan.
Hey, Victor.
That is totally Hulk Hogan, man.
No, that's
yes,
not
that
Hulk Hogan.
Is. Victor. Hey, guy, hey, you on the phone. Look at this picture. Is that Hulk Hogan?
That's not Hulk Hogan.
No, that's Randy the Macho Man.
Fuck Randy, that roid head, he's a racist too. I'll punch him in the bitch ass mouth. You know, he fucked, Hulk Hogan fucked his girl.
I know, Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah, I know.
They kind of flip flopped. They kind of flip flopped it back and forth.
Yeah, and then Brian Pillman killed her too.
Someone killed her.
Brian Pillman did it.
That's
no.
Not Hulk Hogan.
No.
He killed her.
Yeah. What are you talking about, killed?
Killed Queen Elizabeth.
You're an ass. Hey, can you put me on to the other guy or like a boss or something there? Because you're obviously, being a douche and being stupid.
You almost sound too bad.
That's not very professional. Okay, come on. Let me complain
to
someone.
Hold on a second.
Or let me put me in the Patreon or something like that,
Hold on.
Show sucks. Maybe you can help me out.
IQ higher than their shoe size, but.
Maybe they'll put on a comedian and it'll be funny.
I'm very unfunny, so I'm calling a comedy club. Trying to see if they can give me some material.
There's not many funny guys out in Oklahoma City.
Hey, we've got a question for AMD. Everybody's asking me, how is Andy Marriage coming along?
Well, I don't really care about that.
About who?
About what?
Larry.
Well, I said it.
Larry?
It's going okay, but like I said, I haven't spoken.
Hey, shut up.
You
shut up, you asshole.
Bastard. Shut
the
fuck up.
Yeah, Larry.
All right, what do you got?
Yeah, what do you got to say, Larry? What's up?
What is this?
Good afternoon.
No, it's not.
What do you mean it's not?
Well, I don't know what part of the world you're in.
Guam? Look, I don't know why I'm calling you. I'm going to hang up now, okay? All right, buddy.
This conversation is going to have to move a lot quicker for me.
Yeah, well, this conversation is being recorded.
Some nights you get lucky and some nights you don't.
Some nights, yeah, you're right. You know, I'm having a horrible night tonight, actually. I'm doing a radio show, and it's really sucked, like, having a lot of technical difficulties, and I've been really unfunny, and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm just calling for some material.
So you called me, you need some humor, do you?
I'm just trying to get some free material,
Oh, okay. Well, fire away. What do you need?
Well, no, you. You're the comedy guy. Just give me a joke or do something.
Joke?
Yes.
We don't really do jokes here. We do
what
premises.
Do you pull your pants down, people laugh? Well, what's the story?
That always works.
We don't laugh, dog. This is such an... Are you working there? What are you doing?
I work occasionally.
Doing what?
I just kind of oversee things, humor the bad-tempered people.
Right. Can you put me in touch with Can you put me in touch with one of the funny people?
I don't think any of them are around.
Well, who's
this
there?
This time of night, everybody's in a bad mood.
Well, I'm in a horrible mood. Obviously, you are, too. So that people go in there to be in a bad mood.
No, they come in a bad mood, they leave in a good one.
Okay, well, that's great. Well, obviously, you're not going to help me out, so I'm going to bid you good night. Thank you for nothing.
Starting them strangely.
Yeah.
Funny.
Oh,
who
here's...
is this?
Tell me you're going
to
do
it. My name is Carlita. Look, really, seriously, either you need to get someone on the line over there, or I'm going to have to get serious with you. Don't make me do it. Don't make me do these things, because, I mean, I don't want to have to degrade myself, but I will. I will come to it. Now, please, please, I beg you, please put someone on the line who can say a joke or a comedy or something like that, or I'm going to have to get serious.
Okay. Let me see what I can find. Hold on a minute.
I didn't even get to it.
Hey, they're already threatening
us. Yeah, they're good.
You got worried.
I didn't really get. Oh my god, this guy's been.
I'm gonna tie your socks in knots. Every one of them, one giant sock rope. That's a good one.
Yeah, that's a good one. I'll have to use that one.
Use again. What's her, buddy?
What were the ones I was saying? Pull your leg hair.
Yeah, any new ones? Those ones are easy to come up with.
Yeah.
Well, we had one girl, but what she was doing probably isn't going to come out funny on the radio, so.
Okay. I'm going to go down there and pull your leg hairs.
All right.
What do you think? How's that sound?
What do we pay?
Yeah, what do you pay?
Coming in for some work?
Yeah.
I can get you $6, $7 an hour, probably.
Doing what?
What can you do?
I can DJ.
No, I need a cook.
Okay, I'll cook. What kind of menu you got there? Like burgers and shit?
Yeah, they are going to microwave.
Microwave. You got a six? That's not. Hey, that isn't cooking actually. So you shouldn't call that cooking. That's microwaving.
Well, we have a microwave cookbook, so apparently it is cooking.
How much you charge for the burger?
Yeah, how much you charge for a microwave burger?
$7.
Oh my god, that's such a rip off. Do you have fries there? Do you microwave the fries too?
Now you get to keep the microwave.
Well, how much for the damn
burger? You get to keep the
burger.
All right then. Well, hey, we're gonna go because all this talk of food and it's late. You know how it is.
And we hate you.
And we hate you too.
I got you.
This is Larry, right?
That's me.
Well, Larry, if you ever want your big break, you get a hold of me, okay?
Okay. Where do I do that at?
MadhouseLive.com.
Say it. Don't say it.
All right, I'll check it out.
All right, can you please say this is Larry at the Looney Bin Comedy Club and I'm listening to the Madhouse?
Sure, I'll do that for you.
Yeah, do it.
If you believe it, this is Larry at the Looney Bin Comedy Club and I'm looking into Madhouse.com.
Great. Perfect. Thank you very much, sir.
All right, buddy.
All right, peace.
All right.
Yeah, there's nothing funny going on.
Funny in Oklahoma City at all. Horrible. God, what is...
We got hamburgers, $7.
Like, come on down. I gave you a job.
That's disgusting. $7 for a
damn
burger.
Roy
microburger.
Damn burger. The funniest damn guy in the whole town.
Right. Okay, Nunu. Let's do Nunu's number. Let's call it a night. John Bacon. John Bacon, everybody. I don't even know if I have any minutes left. Yeah. Got about 12 minutes left. This is probably the last call of the night then.
Hello, okay.
You have 20 minutes.
Hello? This is the Church of the Living Dead, because Nunu asked me to call someone and never sent me his number. But then he left the chat room anyway, so what's it matter?
Bueno.
Bueno, yes, this is the church?
Yeah, this is the church.
Okay. Bueno, may I ask you a question? Can you explain to me what your church is all about?
Who's this?
My name is Carlito, and you're on my radio show. We found you, and I'm interested in changing religion, so I'm calling you to see if it's possible if you could explain to me what your religion is. I'm shopping for a religion. Go ahead.
Oh, you're shopping for a religion?
Yes.
But you know that we are in Utah, right?
Yeah, that's fine. I'll relocate. It's no problem.
Where do you live?
I live in New York.
Yeah.
It's connected in New York. Oh, God. So you're the Church of the Living Dead, is it?
Of the Living
Dead.
Living God.
The living God. So how does it work? God is living?
Hello?
Yeah. Who's that on the line? Can I speak to the pastor?
Hello?
Are you Mexican?
How do you know?
Because I can tell on your... You sound like a cockroach on the phone. Sir? Sir? I ruined that.
That was the Church of the Living God, not the Church of the Living Dead.
Yeah, they ruined our premise. He's like, what's wrong with these guys?
Church of the Living Dead. That's funny.
Hey, you know we're in Utah, man.
Yo, do you know you're in Utah,
yo,
man?
Yo, your horse.
Joe, why are you so dead?
The dead.
Somerset County Vocational Technical School. The dead keeps posting he's going to some vocational
school. That's
where
he goes to school?
What a waste of time going to vocational technical school.
No, not for the dead.
No, I guess so. You got a point.
What else is he gonna do?
That's not very nice of me to say.
What else is he going to do?
Sorry, the dead. That wasn't very nice of me to say. I'm going to call the show. It's been enough. Right, Andy? Right,
yeah,
Andy?
Oh, look, we found out that she is skinny. The warrior sister is skinny.
Good. She's one of those. She smokes clove cigarettes, I bet you, too.
Yeah.
The bet's out there. I bet it's true. We didn't even do a break tonight.
Well,
show
I'd like to find
she
out.
Smokes
now,
clove
I've
cigarettes.
I've had several people already message me and ask, how is AMD's wedding coming along?
I was
no one asked you about that.
Yeah. How was all it? All right, going
go
on?
Ahead and tell us.
Are you getting married, AMD?
Well, I did get married, like I said, but she
you
hasn't spoken to me since. So, you know, she probably wants money off me, but like I said, I haven't seen her since.
Why'd you get
like,
married to her?
I think it's gone well.
Why'd you get married? You don't...
When did I get married?
Yeah, why?
I got married.
When and why?
Yeah.
I haven't really got married yet.
You gotta call her back.
God, he's...
So you want to get married to this wench? Why would you want to get married?
I'm...
Why? Why would you want to ruin your life like that and get married?
No. I almost got married in real life.
But it was a
but
dude.
I got married to that girl on the phone. So remember in, we should call her back and I should ask her for some money because I say, you know, I'm her husband now. That girl we called a couple of weeks ago, I think we should... Who give you that number? Because whoever did, please post it in because we can ring her back.
Danielle.
And I'll say to her.
Danielle.
Okay. It was the lawyer. Is he in tonight?
I don't know, you guys. I'm going to sleep. I'm done. AMD, good luck with your wedding. I don't know what's going on.
No one knows what you're talking about.
Yeah. So you are married? You're getting married or what? Final word.
Well, no, I'm not married.
Good.
I'm not going to get married. But
good.
We pranked some girl about a few weeks ago, remember?
And
I married
her
over the telephone.
Oh, yeah, that's right. We got married over the phone. You got married to that chick over the phone. Yeah, well, I remember
that.
Yeah,
that's right.
Yeah. So what happened?
Yeah, what's the update?
Well,
so you're still married?
Jeez. Nothing. Nothing happened.
All right.
AMD. Hey, Carlito.
Yeah. Carlito here. Okay.
Wait, he wants you to talk so you can talk. Oh,
okay.
Start saying something.
Okay,
so
then...
all right, Mel, what was I saying?
Hang on. Carlito, speaking of which, though, do you want mine stalker's numbers? You know the girls that are stalking me? The two crazy ones.
I can't call... Yeah, I do, but I can't call them. That's the problem. I don't have any international minutes left. Out of international minutes. That's why I'm ending the show, because it hasn't been a good show.
Well, use that card.
Yeah, the show hasn't been good.
We've had a few left on it.
Okay, that's it, you guys. Good night, AMD. Good night, AMD.
Hey, while you're sending in the number...
Good night.
Good night, Milkman. Milkman, say your shout outs. Hurry, please. Milkman.
Yeah.
He's mad at you.
Milkman, say something.
Do
come
it,
on.
Milkman.
Yeah, come on, man. We're trying to.
It's everybody's favorite short part of the show is when you do the end.
I need to get him a. Here we go. Here's your song for that. Go
ahead,
Milkman.
Okay.
Milkman's not going to say nothing. All right. Well,
Milkman.
All right, you guys, we're going to disconnect because I'm not hearing from any of you. Yeah.
I'm here.
Yeah,
all right, AMD, say bye, man. You know, I'll be like, you're later.
Okay, then. Goodbye to everybody tonight.
Yeah.
Like I say, I will get all the stalkers' numbers, and I'll post them to you in the week.
Yeah, we'll have the shits.
Cheers
right
to everybody out there in the chat room, and I will speak to you all later. So goodbye.
I got your number here.
It was great having AMD on. He's very classy.
He is classy.
He's very classy.
Yeah, he's a very nice guy.
Yeah, I'm AMD.
Enough for
thank you very much.
Okay, American accent. All right, so then, that's it. Milkman, your turn. What is up with fucking Milkman?
That's hilarious.
That's it. I'm
he's
over.
Doing it on purpose.
They're both
he's
disconnected.
Funny. That's funny.
It's not funny.
Milkman's being funny.
It's not funny and it's not fun. That's it. I'm going to end the show. Well, everybody.
You got to do all of the things you usually say.
I don't even
you
want
didn't
to
do
to
those
it.
Once.
No, no, I don't want to. Stupid people. All right, yeah. So, yeah, tomorrow you can hear Dr. Lego at 8 o'clock, 8 p.m. Eastern, Dr. Lego's Mental Discrepancies, followed by Zolar Vision at 10 p.m. Eastern. Ooh.
What?
I don't know. I'm just saying. Ooh. Kitty K's Lunatic Fringe is on 10 p.m. Eastern on Saturdays. There you go. And then K-Bone's not on Sunday anymore. He's on Tuesday. So then you'll have Sean Ward at 9 p.m. Eastern on Sunday. Great. And then you have Monday's nothing. And then Tuesday is K-Bone's Crazy Talk at some time in the night because I don't even know. There you go. And then Wednesday is KDK again for the Cycle Babble where he doesn't do prank calls, but he does a talk show that's very nice and funny. And on Thursday, we'll be back here again for more Madhouse.
Yeah. There you go. I'm sure everybody's really excited.
Everybody's really excited. Just small, short claps. Madman wants me to call one of his numbers, but I'm out of phone. I mean, I got like 5 minutes left on the phone card probably at this point, so it's not even worth it, dude. It was horrible tonight. Sorry, guys, but we never have, you know, we don't always have a beautiful night.
It's never good.
It's never good. Thanks. Okay, well, it's over. Thank you very much. We'll catch you guys here next week. Thank you for hanging in with us. Everybody who contributed, nobody called in because the tour free line didn't work.
You fucked that up.
Because I fucked that up, that's right. But a thank you to everybody in the chat room and everybody who listened tonight. Thank you to Lonesome Loser. Thank you to Milkman. Thank you to AMD. Thank you, yeah. Thank you to everybody who sent in numbers also. I'm trying to remember, but just at the top of my head, I can't remember. But everybody who sent in numbers and contributed tonight, thank you very much. It's very well appreciated. And we'll catch you guys later. Have a good weekend, everybody.
All right, everybody, take it easy.
Al esfuerzo y al heroísmo de una revolución, no los queremos, no los necesitamos.
Why so worried?
Who the fuck is he? Black, who the fuck is this dude?
I don't know.
Who the fuck is this dude?
I don't know.
Really?
I just gave it to her today. It didn't interrupt me.
Oh, what the fuck you doing?
My kid, you're on the streets, nigga. We're gonna straight beat your butt, buddy.
I'm gonna have
your butt.
Man, I'm gonna murder that. Who the fuck is this?
Oh, man, you gay, man.
Pervert.
Man, you let y'all know who you is, boy.
Who the fuck is this? You fucking pervert.
You
know what
I did?
Like,
see, like,
yeah,
he's scaring me. Oh, nah, he get my number.
I got your dirty laundry.
Dude,
I got your dirty laundry over here.
Dude, who is it?
Hold on. On my face.
I don't want to ask you what I'm saying. Yeah,
I don't want nobody else in my house. I'm fucked up on one person out here, and that's fucked up for the rest.
Can you stay in your car?
You like listening to me on the phone?
Yeah.
Calling me from block number.
That ain't no block number.
What you need to do is hang up. I don't. But I'm not gonna.
Look, hey, I heard your whole conversation. Don't make me call the police.
What kind of police is?
Yeah, you know what's up. Yeah, it's not you.
I'm fine. I live at.
I'm gonna blackmail you.
Oh, I'm so scared.
Oh God, turd ass motherfucker, where you from now?
Jive turkey, you bitch.
You didn't hear, boy.
You jive turkey, motherfucker.
Who's this, Kazan? What's your name?
Man, you can show me a place, dude. I'm about to come whoop some motherfucker's ass, because I don't even know who the fuck you're talking about.
How much you going to charge you, guys? Pick somebody up over here to attack the tax
cab. Man, this ain't no motherfucking tax cab. I'm coming fucking picking somebody up. I'm whooping goddamn ass.
I kicked your ass, you son of a bitch, dude, and your goddamn mother.
What?
Your mother.
You motherfucking nigger, how you like that, you piece of shit?
I know, you're fucking nigger, you son of a bitch.
You nigger motherfucker.
How you nigger, man?
What? Man, I'm a motherfucking bitch that called the goddamn phone. It's a white man that don't want to hear from no goddamn niggers calling me in the fucking middle of the night.
Listen, boy.
Listen, boy.
Listen, call, bro. I'll show you a boy in a 12-gauge shotgun, motherfucker.
Listen, cracker.
Three letters.
Listen here, cracker. Listen here, cracker.
You got that.
Honky.
I'll show you some fucking three-letter, motherfucker.
I'll see you here. I'll see you here. Are you Michael Frazier?
Man, this ain't Michael Frazier, man. This is about from the white man.
Y'all need to give it up. We don't give a fuck what y'all niggas want. The life is mine.
And which hotel is that?
Look, let me just ask you real quick. First of all,
I can't talk on the phone line. If you give me the room number and the last name, I can call you.
Why don't you shut the hell up?
Fuck you! Fuck you, fucking piece of shit!
You fuck you, you stupid bitch.
Please enter your...
Excuse me?
Mahalo.
Aloha.
Aloha. Mahalo. How you guys doing, man? I'm coming. I'm staying in Honolulu. I'm from out of town, from the United States. You know what I'm saying?
Hello?
And I like chicken. You out to Hickory Street?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Can you bring me some chicken?
Oh, I cannot bring you a chicken. We don't have our delivery.
What the fuck? A to the K, yo. A to the KFC.
I know, but we don't have a
yo, just
delivery.
Can you dip a wing in your pocket and run it up to me?
Yeah, but I'm only one over here. I cannot drop a chicken on you.
We would give you a couple hundred dollars, though.
Even though, guys.
Wow.
Are you ready?
I wish I was the governor.
Just pretend I'm shitting on you, okay? No problem.
Right.
Okay, I'm gonna go. Yeah. Oh, I gotta go.
Please do wash your hands.
Yeah.
Some kind of license have where you, where you have to do this stuff. So this is a very interesting radio you have. Very interesting radio thing if you have that, you know? Because, like, that's, it just shows me that you have, like, nothing going.
No, I got plenty. This is what we do, man. I do this all the time. I get lots of
this is what you do, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Talk stupid.
Yeah.
Really, huh? People actually listen to this shit.
Everybody loves this shit, man.
Oh, they ain't, not everybody, because anybody with a half a brain that I know don't listen.
Anybody with half a brain would listen to this show instead of eating your shitty-ass pizza.
How old are you?
13.
Yeah, fucking right. You sound like you're fucking 18 or 19.
I'm 13, I said.
Yeah, right.
Yes, I was born 13 years ago, last Friday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm hanging up, and you better not call.
Okay, do you have stripes in your underwear?
Do I have what?
Stripes in your underwear.
You are a sick fuck.
Come on, let me talk to your sister, man. Be a pal.
No!
Have you ever seen your sister naked?
No!